Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What a lovely start to Ring of Honor. Also, hello, my friends. My name is Simon Miller. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling and the ups and downs of the latest ROH show. And I just want to remind you, given that it is on the horizon in 2 weeks' time, we are going to have a bit of a shuffle here on Ups and Downs. We're going to bring you some new shows. And we are going to, yes, bring back retro Ups and Downs. If you don't watch it this time, I'm going to find you. Give you a lovely hug. But yeah, Ring of Honor did kick off with Christopher Daniels versus Carl Fletcher from Aussie Open, which was basically the past versus the present and kind of the future, and I liked it. Daniel used his experience to take down Carl Fletcher to begin with and locked in the Cody clutch when Carl was like, man, I ain't gonna take that, and he started to whip some ass. But that turned into a suplex battle, and I was like, imagine that was how wars were fought. It would take a very, very long time. When all of a sudden, both these guys were trying to hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-ups. I was like, I knew it. I always knew it deep down in my tum-tum. Doesn't matter if you started 20 years ago. Doesn't matter if you start now. You know how devastating the surprise roll-up is. Eventually, Fletcher tried to hit the tombstone, and Christopher Daniels was like, no, that's not going to happen. He went for the angel's wings. That didn't happen either, so Carl did spike him with the stone of tomb. He got the 1-2-3, and afterwards it was like, oh, good match. I had a great old time. Also, I swear Fletcher has won, like, his last five matches or something in Ring of Honor, so something must be happening here. Giving it up. Which moved us on to mat number two, which was Matt Sydal versus Zach Clayton. It was alright. I mean, there's not much to say other than the fact that Cole Carter was on the outside, so he kept casting distraction. Matt Sydal didn't like that, so every time he was on the up and up, he kind of got screwed over before eventually he decided, well, I'm going to go to the top rope, I'm going to hit the Meteora, and he got the 1-2-3. Although afterwards he was like, Samoa Joe, I want to kick your ass. So I suppose that's a match we can do in the future. We are going to talk about this later. Sometimes Ring of Honor does fall into a little bit of a pattern of just match, 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 match. It kind of goes a bit blurry. However, this was well worked up. Just as a counterpoint to what I did just say, though, next up was Willie Mack versus Dralistico. And I was like, okay, this one I am intrigued by, because where else are you going to see it? Dralistico didn't want to do the Code of Honor, so just acted like an idiot instead, which was a really stupid idea, because Willie was like, look, if you're going to disrespect me, I'll disrespect you. And he murked him. He also hit this massive shining wizard into his face before Willie Mack did a tope onto him and to Jose the assistant. That's like, a guy this size shouldn't be able to flip and flop in the way that he does. Jose then grabbed his foot when he was trying to get back in the ring, and I was like, well, that's not honourable. Why are you allowed on Ring of Honour? And of course, this is when the masked man took over. He booted him right in the face and got a two. Mack then did another high-flying move because he went to the top and did a splash, but Dralistico got the knees up, and I was like, man, there's so much girth here. Shouldn't have said it. That must have hurt. When all of a sudden, Jose was back on the apron. So Dralistico just went, well, you know what? I may kind of be a face on Dynamite, but here I'm not. And he booted Willie Mack right in the balls. That wasn't very nice. He then hit the big knee and he got the 1-2-3. And I do have to say, I don't really feel like we need to do this kind of finish on this show just because we see it everywhere else. This is the problem when you are Simon Miller and you do watch every single wrestling program. Eventually you're like, man, can we just get like a little bit more creative here and there? Like, it's not a massive issue because you probably don't watch every single show. However, I can only grade it in the way that my brain tells me to grade it. So while the match is going to get an up, the finish, down. I then really enjoyed what Ring of Honor did because Tony Khan came out and he's like, you know what? We need to shake things up So I have hired a board of directors. Huh. What this basically means is that Stokely Hathaway and Jerry Lynn are now in charge of Ring of Honor and booking the matches, although Tony Khan still has final say. And this will work perfectly. Stokely is genuinely funny and should be featured on every single show, whereas Jenny Lynn can be like the yin to his yang. They were already going to prove this later, which we shall talk about when we do get there. But just as an idea to spice things up, well, it's getting it up. It was then super happy fun times on Ring of Honor because it was the New Japan Women's Strong Champion Willow Nightingale taking on Rachel Ellery. And I could be wrong, but ever since Ring of Honor has returned in this guise, I think it's the first time we've seen Ellery on it. These two properly went at it as well because we had a fisherman suplex, we had an STO, we had a spinning leg drop, and we got all the chops. People love chops. Willow then came off the second rope with a drop kick because she can do it all when Ellery just wrecked her with this black hole slam. I was like, man, these two got good chemistry. What I really enjoyed, though, is that Willow has decided, I am going to win matches with many different moves, so you never know what I'm going to bust out. So after she had busted some spines, she applied the camel clutch, and Rachel Ellering tapped out, which means now in future matches, Willow can hit any kind of maneuver, and you can sit there and go, huh, I wonder whether it's going to get the victory. I also really like Rachel Ellering, so let's bring her back soon, but I tell you, this Willow Nightingale, the future is so damn bright. Can't even see up. And then it was big men slapping man meat against not so big men who probably can't slab man meat. Why? It's because it was Eli Ice and Marcus Cross and Cheeseburger taking on the Embassy. And as you know, the Embassy are just huge. Like when they walk out there, you look at them and go, man, you've definitely been hit in the gym. Now this was a proving ground match, which meant if the challengers had won, they'd be allowed to go after the six-man titles. But that was never gonna happen. Cheeseburger, he just got eaten alive. And yes, that's a pun. Cage Khan and Leona are just monsters too, because after they had run through everyone, they literally took a human being and tossed him up in the air before they hit a powerbomb. That's like, maybe they have done that before, but nobody has ever got this high in their life. I was dying. Who even came up with this move? And surprise, surprise, it got the three. Now, it was kind of cool we didn't make it a proving grounds match, because of course in these things, if you survive the time limit, you'll still get a title shot. So hopefully we do that in the future, but I can't help it. When you do have the big men and they are slapping the man meat, I would always find a way to enjoy it. When it was time for Mercedes Martinez versus Vert Vixen. Now, the only issue with this one, and it kind of does tie into a larger problem with Ring of Honor, is Mercedes wasn't going to lose here, because we already know on Rampage she was going to be in the number one contenders match for the AEW Women's title. As a small spoiler, turn off now if you don't want to know. No, she didn't win that match. She did here, though, and while Vert Vixen has been on Ring of Honor a lot, so she got a bit of offense, eventually she got smacked in the back of the head, and then Mercedes applied that, was it Brass City something? It's like an inverted surfboard, and she got the tap-out victory. Now look, Martinez always looks really good, and I'm sure she will do well on that match when it comes... And I'm sure she will do well on that match on Rampage. I suppose it did what it had to do.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When Ring of Honor did get a little bit special, at least for me, because it was Lee Moriarty taking on the returning My man, Griff Garrison. And this is another time when ROH does find its feet, because it's the perfect place to put someone like Griff who can get his momentum back before he does indeed go back to AEW. And we kind of did like a New Japan thing here, because Garrison has obviously been out for ages with his injury, so even though this was his big return, he lost. Moriarty also went after Garrison's shoulder because he knows the deal, and this did work, because when Griff tried to pick him up, he was like, oh no, I can't do it, my body has betrayed me. Like, damn bodies, they never do what you want them to. It still looked like Garrison may be able to do something here, though, because he picked Lee up in the torture rack position. This is when Moriarty raked his eyes like an absolute goober when he hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, and he held the tights to get to three. I'm like, man, you're a mega heel. I basically just like the fact that Garrison was back, and also Lee Moriarty is very good up. And this continued as well, because it was Robin Renegade versus Kira Hogan. So I am going to become Broken Record Man, the BRM, because yes, once again, you knew that Robin wasn't going to be victorious here, because Kira Hogan is having a feud with Athena. Now look, if I was booking Ring of Honor, I would have had Robin Renegade win, and then she could have got into the title picture, and that will happen one day, but thus today is not today. What? It was good though, because Robin started off by working the wrist because she is a wrestler. When Kieran was like, oh, you want to do that grappling stuff, do you? She just started to boot her in the corner. Well, yeah, that'll probably do it. As ever, Renegade has a plan though, in the form of her sister. So Charlotte ran down to try and help. She picked up the ring skirt and she was like, Robin, get under there quick. But they need to work on this plan. Because Kira Hogan just saw it, went to the outside, and she punched them both. We then got back in the ring, and my word, Kira Hogan hit this massive super kick onto Ronin Renegade to get the 1-2-3. But I do want to shout out Robin one more time, because she sold this like death. It was good. I've said it before, and I will say it again. I think the Renegades could easily be fit into an AEW tag team program, should we be able to do more with that kind of a thing. And obviously afterwards, Athena came out with a kendo stick. Kira Hogan got it, and she smacked the women's champion instead. So we will do that match again, which I've got no problem with, because last time it was good. So this all worked as a thing. I'm going to throw a random down in here, though, because next up on Ring of Honor was the Dark Order. There's nothing wrong with this, because I always see them in action, but I do feel like we have a storyline here between the Dark Order and Hangman Adam Page, which we teased on Dynamite recently, and now we haven't really followed up on it, and I think that's disappointing. I mean, you can even have the Dark Order go bad guy here, in the sense, even though they are right, and they can be like, listen, cowboy, we were your friends and you turned your back on us, if they start acting like dicks, everyone will go, well, you may be right in what you say, but you're still acting like a dick. So, yeah, I'd like to see this. At the time being, it's getting it down. They were taking on the Workhorse Men and Shane Taylor, however, and I'll always take more Shane Taylor in my life because he is really good, as was this match. The handshake was kind of wasted because even before it finished, everybody was just fighting everyone else before Alex Reynolds found himself in a very precarious position in the sense the heels started to beat him up. I've never seen that in a tag team match before. And for those people that don't get sarcasm, that was it. Anthony Herring did this double stomp to him as well, which looked horrible, when Evil Uno got the hot tag. And this was doubly joyful, because it was his birthday this week. Happy birthday to the evil one. He also decided he was going to hit all the suplexes before Shane Taylor got in there. He's like, man, I'm so damn strong. When there was some miscommunication between the villains, and they accidentally hit each other. Whoops. This allowed Uno to hit this awesome sky high when Johnny Hungy and Alex Reynolds were back. They just went mad with their combos. When they hit the German suplex, they got the 1-2-3. And I tell you, we could definitely do more with the Dark Order. They're such a good team when they get a rocking and a rolling. Give it in love. We also cut to the back after this with the Righteous and Stu Grayson. We're like, well, we don't like the Dark Order. And they're going to be in action next week. I don't know whether I've missed something, but do we know why Stu Grayson turned his back on his former friends? I mean, I am an idiot, so I'll leave it. I don't think that we do. When he was back to the fun times, 9,000. Because it was AR Fox, Darius Martin, and Andre Andretti taking on the Trustbusters. And bless this sunny kiss. They started off by just grabbing Action and slamming on his ass. And I was like, yeah, you take it. Clint J then got the tag, and he made me laugh because he just ran straight into a big boot. When Darius Martin got his own tag, And as always, that dude just went crazy. He also hit this pump handle face buster, which was absolutely ridiculous. When Sonny was back in there, they started booting people in the face when Ari Daivari came off the top rope with a splash. 1-2 breaker. Fox then realised he hadn't done anything, so he got in the ring and just started smashing out cutters. But I tell you, he does them oh so well. When Martin and Action came together to hit that double T-move thingy, I called it a double face buster last week, which was totally wrong. Because the guy doesn't even land on his face. He lands on his back. I'm a moron. So this was just so much fun, and you can sit there and forget about life. Sometimes that's just what we need, and wrestling is meant to be a distraction. But it was El Cobarde and El Dragon, I believe they were called, taking on the Kingdom. And this is when ROH kind of does run out of steam a little bit, because it does just become match, which is what we were talking about earlier. And because this was basically another squash, I was like, I don't really need to see another squash right now. And that sense has got to get it down. Somehow Mike Bennett got busted open really early too when Dragon decided, I have an amazing plan here, and I'm just going to hit all the Hurricanranas. But as you probably figured out, this didn't work at all. Because Bennett and Matt Taven eventually fought back, they hit the Proton Pack, they got the 1-2-3, and they were being so arrogant after this, and they have got a lot of wins, you'd have to imagine they are going after the tag team title soon. We could probably do something more with those, because I can't remember the last time we saw them, but this did the job, although, yeah, Ring of Honor would probably be better as a 60-minute show, but I'm giving it up. This is when we got our first fallout from the Ring of Honor board of directors. It was so damn good. Because Stokely Hathaway had an idea, why don't we take Action Andretti and just put him against the entire embassy. And he was so damn proud of himself. I love it. Jerry Lynn then said something to Tony Khan and they were like, yes, we have a much better idea. Let's put AR Fox and Darius Martin in there and we can do a match for the six-man titles. Now look, that will be really good, but I think we should go with Stokely's ideas because they'll be 10 times funny. But going back to what I just said, it made everything just feel a little bit different and it got your interest. So yeah, let's get these guys on the show more. We also used this to bring out Phoenix for our main event. Amazingly, he was taking on Gravity. And I was like, yeah, Gravity should be taking on Phoenix. Who has ignored Gravity more than this guy? As it turned out, he was actually a wrestler, and I'll hold my hands up and say I don't know much about him. But he is the brother of Bandido. And where the hell are all these individuals coming from? He was just springboarding around the place like a loon. The irony that he's called Gravity, but apparently he can just ignore it. He's also just flying to the floor doing moonsaults and a bunch of slams. I'm like, well, this is unfair. How are you able to do everything when Phoenix remembered, oh yeah, I'm also like a pogo stick. I tell you, if you're going to watch one match on this show, this is the one. It was hilariously wonderful. Phoenix also did this massive aeroplane spin when even they were fighting over the surprise roll-up. And I was like, yeah, everybody understands. When Phoenix hit this amazing cutter, he was so high in the air, whatever you want to say. Then he hit the fire driver. He got the 1-2-3 and they hugged and they shook hands afterwards because you do have to do the code of honor. But what an absolutely entertaining main event this was. I am giving it an up. So yeah, it brought us to the end of ROH. And again, it just needs a little something extra, but it's not a bad show. And you should probably watch it in segments. I think that would make it even better. I'm going to give it an up. Now, please do leave a comment below and let me know what you thought about last night's ROH. If you did watch it, like the video, share the video and subscribe. Click the ups and downs on the screen right now to see what I thought of this week's episode of Dynamite. Yes, I thought that was a very good show too. This is a positive endeavor and it always shall be. Also, go to whatculture.com. Follow us on social media, What Culture WWE, Simon Miller 316. My name is Simon Miller from What Culture. That's what it says on my birth certificate, which is a bit weird. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.